This is Deanne Penn at UN News. The UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, and partners are preparing to launch a campaign this month to vaccinate thousands of children in Gaza against polio after the disease was detected in sewage samples in two locations. Boys and girls caught in the war wonder when the fighting will end, said UNICEF Communications Officer Salim Owais, who spent 8 days in the enclave. Mr. Owais visited several hospitals where he met children suffering from various diseases and war injuries amid the ongoing lack of doctors, medicines, and equipment. Speaking from Deir al-Balah, he told UN News' Abdelmonem Maki that the picture is really grim in Gaza in general, but in a different way in hospitals.
The overall scene in Gaza is horrific and striking, really. It seems surreal. It seems out of this world, really. The amount of destruction, the amount of suffering, the amount of displacement is way beyond what you can imagine when you're looking at a TV screen or any digital platform. But then you go into the hospitals and you see another level of agony and suffering from children and their parents and their families. I'll be talking about several hospitals, including Al-Aqsa, Nasser Complex, the Field Hospital with our partners, IMC, and some medical points around the camp. So what you see in hospitals especially is overcrowdedness of patients. Children are everywhere with wounds of war, with several kinds of diseases, chronic ailments, including cancer and other complicated cases that need specialized care that is not available in the hospitals. You can see children and their families in hallways, being treated in hallways, waiting in hallways. The screams and the agony is very, very present there. And doctors, the few doctors that care for over 150, for example, in Al-Aqsa Hospital, there were over 150 children in one shift, and they had only 6 doctors to care for them, which is not enough at all, especially with the lack of medicine and lack of equipment and supplies. So really, the picture is really grim in general in Gaza, but in a different way in hospitals.
Recently, polio was detected in sewage samples in Gaza. Can you provide us with more details about this and the immunization efforts underway?
So that's true. A variant of poliovirus has been found in 6 out of 7 samples collected in the middle and southern areas, so 2 areas in the middle and the south of Gaza. That's a really high risk, high threat for children around Gaza if it gets to the children. Thankfully, until now, we don't have any registered cases. So the first thing and the ultimate thing that we can do is to get the vaccines and re-immunize all the children that are at risk. And that's something that UNICEF with partners WHO, UNRWA, and other partners on the ground is trying hard to do. UNICEF already procured a shipment of routine polio vaccines, and it's already brought into Gaza. But also, we're working with WHO to provide over 1 million polio vaccines to face this specific variant that was found. But all this effort is really dependent on access of the vaccines and to ability to distribute and administer those vaccines to children wherever they are around the Gaza Strip.
When is the campaign is going to start, the immunization campaign?
So the plan is to start it in the next 10 days, hopefully. But again, this is all dependent on the situation and the facilitation that we get and how much we can move on the ground.
So as we know, polio is not the only disease that affecting children in Gaza. There are also other issues such as skin diseases. How is UNICEF addressing these competing needs amid the challenging circumstances?
Well, it's really hard to prioritize, but we know that many of those diseases are coming from the lack of clean water and hygiene practices, because of the lack of hygiene supplies. And I think that's where UNICEF is focusing, is on providing clean water to families to be able to use for clean water, drinking water, but also for proper hygiene practices. And also we're trying to get hygiene supplies into Gaza to provide to the families to be used. Some families are forced to use seawater to clean themselves. Some families are forced to use sand to clean the utensils and the plates and the pots because of the lack of water, because of the lack of the hygiene supply. So we are trying as best as possible. But again, all the support that we are providing is not enough. It's just a drop in the ocean of needs. The supplies that are coming into Gaza are very limited, and it's getting less and less with time rather than increasing while the needs are increasing. So it's a really challenging situation in terms of response. But of course, it's more challenging for people who are living it day in, day out.
When you spoke to the children in Gaza, what did they tell you? Do you have any specific story that you might want to share with us?
So first off, when I entered the camp, just by saying hello, children would come to me and ask, several children in different phases, they would come to me and ask, when will the war stop? And it happened on several occasions, several days. So I think it gives you a sense of what children are looking for. And children are looking for this to stop. And then the next sentence that follows is, we are exhausted, we are tired. And for a child, 7 years old, 8, or even 12 years old, to say that they are tired, that they are exhausted, it shouldn't be that way. Children shouldn't understand what emotional exhaustion is. Unfortunately, that's the case here in Gaza. That's the situation of children, and they know that this should stop. And the question, unfortunately, I don't have an answer for that question. Maybe that's a question to the world. When will this stop? That's a question for the leaders and countries around the world to ask them to come together and once and for all stop the suffering of children in the Gaza Strip. This is very essential and very needed.